U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Security Council members this week to rally for sanctions against North Korea.
Members of the U.N. Security Council, and by extension all U.N. member states, have unanimously agreed to fully enforce sanctions on North Korea, and we expect them to continue to honor those commitments. When sanctions are not enforced, the prospects for the successful denuclearization of North Korea are diminished.
Pompeo seemed to be pointing his finger at China, which has argued for some relief from sanctions as Pyongyang moves toward giving up its nuclear deterrent. Another neighbor, South Korea, echoes Pompeo's policy.
They have made a clear commitment on complete denuclearization repeatedly, and of course, very forcefully at the Singapore summit with President Trump, and we will hold them up to that commitment.
In the South, there is increasing support for engagement with Pyongyang following the leadership summit between President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. For denuclearization, experts believe Washington should also hold up its end of commitments made at the recent Trump-Kim summit.
In particular, the United States complains, why doesn't North Korea conduct substantive measures for denuclearization? I think that the most necessary measures to induce denuclearization, the official end of the war, and a peace treaty that provides North Korea with a solid security guarantee will be able to get negotiations resumed concerning denuclearization.
While the U.S. continues to press for the full denuclearization of North Korea before providing significant benefits, China and in particular Russia are calling for parallel steps from the international community. As North Korea moves toward giving up its nuclear deterrence, Moscow argues for the phased lifting of UN sanctions and the suspension of unilateral U.S. measures against North Korea. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.